Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program, June 6, 2012. Articles coming to us from thechristianpost.com news/ Can Obama Maintain the Support of Christian Democrats? The article is written by Paul Stanley. In 2008, then-Senator Barack Obama's platform of hope and change brought independent and Democrat Christian voters to the polls in high numbers. Yet keeping this flock intact may be more challenging as a result of some recent positions the White House has taken. While some top officials at the Democrat National Committee express confidence in the president's reelection strategy, others are worried his support among Democrats that regularly attend church is faltering. The Reverend Derek Harkins, senior pastor of 19th Street Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., is also the DNC's faith outreach director. He maintains that the party and the President Obama have strong relationships with religious and faith-based groups, and support of 2008 remains solid. Well, of course he's going to say that. What else can he say? But since President Obama announced his support of same-sex marriage in May, Harkins has had his hands full handling calls from supporters who are disappointed in the president's position. When dealing with these voters, his strategy centers around the fact that supporters of president should not allow the GOP to hijack one or two issues, and that Democrats should look past a single hot-button issue in their support for Obama and Democrats in particular. Stop. One or two hot-button issues. Is that what abortion is? Is that really what the killing of innocent babies is? It's just a hot button issue? We'll just tell the Lord. We'll just tell the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ. Dear Christ, dear Lord, I was instructed by the Democrat leaders to look past this hot button issue. This single hot button issue. I thought, Lord, that this was just a single hot button issue. He continues, I think we need to understand that values are not the property of one party, he told the Washington Post last month. However, the recent press conference held by the Coalition of African American Pastors taking issue with Obama on the issue of same-sex marriage may be proof that Harkin's theory is off base. The Reverend Bill Owens of Memphis is a veteran of the civil rights movement in the 1960s and 70s and is the founder and spokesperson for the Coalition of African American Pastors. Do I think the president has put himself in some dangerous and uncharted waters this year? Yes, I do, said Owens. Our opposition to homosexual marriage is not intended as a campaign statement, but is a position based on Scripture and God's Word. For President Obama to go against that position is going to make some black voters consider their options in the next election. Other Democrats expressed concern that the Obama administration made no attempt to reach out to the faith-based community to explain the president's decision or its timing. Even the Reverend Joel Hunter, who is considered President Obama's spiritual advisor, expressed disappointment over the president's decision to embrace same-sex marriage. University of Virginia Religious Studies Professor Cooper expressed her concern that the White House is missing their opportunity to explain its position to faith-based voters to lean to the left side of the political fence. I think there is a viable religious left who can be persuaded by a carefully articulated religious argument, but no one is making it. How? What argument? I would like to hear this argument. I would be very interested in hearing the manner in which we are going to explain away Paul's admonishments to the church at Rome in chapter number 1. Cooper told the Associated Press, I get frustrated when I talk to evangelical friends or students and they ask, how can you be a Christian and a Democrat? David Kennedy, author of You Voted for Who and You Call Yourself a Christian, believes many Christians who tend to vote Democratic are still supportive of President Obama. I think it's always a challenge for Democratic candidates to attract a significant portion of the church vote, Kennedy told the Christian Post, but I don't see anything that President Obama has done that would drive away Christian Democrats. I've said that several times. I've asked the question over and over again, what would it take? What would it take? What would it take for the president to alienate the African American community from him? What position would he have to take? Where would the line be drawn in the sand? When asked about the president's newly evolved position on same-sex marriage, Kennedy was still unfazed. Some Democrats may disagree with the president on that issue, but it's not a deal-breaker, Kennedy explained. Most Democrats I know who regularly attend church put same-sex marriage behind the more important issues of social injustice, so I don't think Obama loses a lot of voters in November. What is social injustice? Is social injustice the fact that some people make more money than others? Is social injustice the fact that some people have a better lifestyle than others? Is that what social injustice is? Nonetheless, exit polls have consistently shown that more often a voter attends church, the more likely they are to vote Republican. To offset the discrepancy in 2008, the Obama campaign organized faith house parties to engage Catholics, moderate Christians, and Jewish voters to build support. The plan paid dividends because Obama received 26% of the evangelical votes versus the 21% John Kerry picked up in 2004. I promise you, he will not receive 26% of the evangelical vote this time. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. But the issue to others is not so much that some Christian Democrats are frustrated with President Obama, but rather how the Romney campaign can convert those same voters. Now, that is definitely the problem. That's the article's right. That is clearly the problem. Because what I think's going to happen is that they're going to sit out. They're going to sit out. They're just going to sit home. And the truth is the percentages will not be the right gauge. The number of voters will be the way to measure the impact of this, not the percentage. Because I think that the voters who are disgusted with this will not vote for that. And they'll sit home or they'll write in an absurd name. I've heard many people articulate, how can I vote for a Mormon or a Muslim? Now, that's offensive to some that are listening right now because you believe that the president is not a Muslim. But I've had plenty of emails from people who indicate that they believe that the reason the president takes the policies that he does is because he's a Muslim. And he's doing everything he can to weaken the nation in preparation for a Muslim takeover. Now, that may sound like the wildest conspiracy theory in the world to you, and perhaps it is, but these are people who listen to the News and Focus program and are concerned for the future of America. I received an email just the other day that articulated the idea that this person believes why the president is not concerned about the incredibly high abortion rate in America and why the president is actually funding abortions through Obamacare is because This does not impact Muslim families because Muslim families have their babies. And so if we compare the birth rate to Christian families, to Muslim families, we know that the numbers, the difference is scary. It's scary. The article concludes with this quote. Romney has to convey the message to social conservatives and evangelicals that he's going to carry their water, said the evangelical leader who asked not to be identified. It's one thing for a disgruntled voter to stay home, but the key is getting them to switch candidates, and that's what Romney needs to focus on. And if you listen to Kevin Swanson on the News and Focus program, you know that Kevin Swanson believes it's a mistake to vote for Romney. And so he is encouraging people to write in a candidate. Just be aware that writing in a candidate is just like voting for Obama. It's just like it is. It's not any different. It's just like voting for Obama. So if you write in a candidate, you might as well vote for Obama. It's not any difference. That's just my opinion. Disagree? You're welcome to do that. Pastor at bbc@gmail.com. PASTOR Alpha Tango AT BBC@gmail.com. Send your questions and comments to me. Thanks for listening.